Welcome to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I had the opportunity to visit this amazing place on the shores of Lake Erie in Cleveland, Ohio. When you arrive, you're greeted by a friendly staff that directs you to an area to purchase your tickets. Then you have the opportunity to have your photograph taken in front of a green screen with a microphone and a guitar. You can purchase your photograph when you exit if you choose to. It's a great keepsake of your visit. Then you're off to the six levels of music history. Using your exhibit guide and starting on the lower level, you enter the 2015 inductees exhibit. You will see the Stewart Gallery, the roots of rock and roll, blues, gospel, rhythm and blues, country, bluegrass, and folk. You can stop and watch the Elvis exhibit, an exclusive 14-minute film created in collaboration with Elvis Presley Enterprises. Then off to the Banking Gallery, special exhibits. On to Cities and Sounds, the places and sounds that defined rock, the 50s, soul, heavy metal. Now you enter the Legends of Rock and Roll, featuring the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, Jimi Hendrix, the Doors, U2, David Bowie, Michael Jackson, The Who, The Supremes, Beyonce, and so many more. And there's even more than that. The early influences. The Beat Goes On. Don't Knock the Rock. On the Air. Rock and Roll Radio. And Rapper's Delight. Now you move up to level two. You learn about the architecture of rock and roll, featuring Les Paul, Alan Freed, and Sam Phillips. Selling the Sound on the indie label. Video Killed the Radio Star. Experience the Music, the Leo Mintz Gallery, and Rolling Stone Magazine. After that, move up to level three. You can watch the induction ceremony highlights, a multimedia presentation that combines film footage, music interviews, animation, and still film photography to tell the story of the inductees. There's also a glass panel with signatures of the inductees. You can also see the Chuck Berry exhibit, the Everly Brothers exhibit, and have something to eat in the cafe. Level 4 has the Hall of Fame, Inductees Jukebox, the Foster Theater, which features rock films daily, Pink Floyd, The Wall. Then up to Level 5, this has special exhibitions, including Herb Ritz, The Rock Portraits, best known for magazines and campaigns featuring David Bowie, Bob Dylan, Michael Jackson, Elton John, Madonna, Paul McCartney, Bruce Springsteen, Tina Turner, and more. Plus 30 never-before-seen portraits. Also on level 5 is the Alan Freed Radio Studios, broadcasting live on Sirius XM Radio, where I watch Nancy Alden live on air. All in all, I spent about 6 hours visiting, and it was not enough time to take it all in. I had an interesting conversation with another visitor who told me that visiting the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was not about the performers and the legends, but it was about himself, or it was about me, or it was about anybody visiting this place. It's about a moment in time, a place, the music, that can bring you back to something that you thought about, a moment in your time. Maybe a song or an artist you see or hear will bring you back a memory of a special moment in your life. Maybe that's where the hashtag My Rock Hall came from. Well, that's my short take on my visit to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And if I may add, if you're ever in the Cleveland, Ohio area, it's something you should put on your places to visit list. I'm Bruce Garber. You can follow me on most social networks, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, YouTube, Snapchat, and many more. you know what to do. Thanks for listening.